Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A new campaign has been launched calling for parents to be allowed to drive in bus lanes when they do the school runs. Supposedly, a change in the law would ease congestion at rush hour, as well as ensuring children aren't late for their lessons. Ah, God bless them. And help to take the stress out of doing the morning school run. The majority of Irish bus lanes are already available to taxis, cyclists and motorcycles. So they claim it adding families to the and, you know, on the school run would be an easy way to help children who live far away from their local school without making much difference to the existing traffic. But making changes like this will go against the whole ethos that children are meant to be walking and cycling to school. And we're told we should all be using public transport rather than driving. You couldn't make the nonsense up, she couldn't. So what do you think? Do you agree this new campaign that we should be making changes to help parents make the school runs easier so they can drive in the bus lanes? Or are the streets already overrun with school-run parents who think they own the bloody roads anyway? You know what I mean? Have you seen them in the morning? It's the only time they drive. They drive the kids and they're always driving SUVs. They bring the kids to school in the morning. They collect them in the afternoon again. It's the only time they actually drive and they think they own the roads. Do you agree with the suggestion that we should be allowing school-run parents use those bus lanes in the mornings and in the afternoons as well if they want to collect the kids from school? It would make life so much easier for some people but upset so many others. Let me know what you think. Is it a good idea? 087-188-0008. Maybe you're a mum or a dad. Primarily mothers who do it, by the way. Primarily mothers. I hate to be sexist on this one, but it is primarily mothers. Maybe you're a mum or a dad who brings the kids to school in the morning or you collect them at, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock, whatever it is in the afternoon. Would life be easier if you could drive in the bus lane thinking you were great? Let me know. 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Joe, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Joe?
Good afternoon, Niall. And I tell you something, I've just listened there to what I was trying to do to a classic song.
Delilah.
Oh, God almighty, it's getting worse. Don't be surprised, this is the Green Party now in operation again.
Why, do you think the Green Party are against Delilah?
I would blame them for everything now that goes on in the world.
Maybe they'll get rid of that. Maybe they'll get rid of the other one by Tom Jones, the Green, Green Grass of Home.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Or the famous comedy that the Boyce and Marlene are starring in.
Oh, yeah, they're just waiting to get rid of that one, aren't they? Yeah. Only Fools and Horses will be gone.
Very sad.
It is. I think it's so. Because every single song. There's a song there by, what's it, Richard Marx. What's that one? You'll find her down at the river. You know that one?
She's down at the river.
Yeah, that's about a guy who's a serial killer and left some poor woman's body down by the river. But sure, every radio station plays it.
But nobody. Kids are playing it loads of times.
Yeah, and what about the Boomtown Rats? I Don't Like Mondays. It's about a school shooting. I mean, realistically, you'd be banning every song if you were to start to look into it deeply. It's silly. They're all, with the exception of some of them who are based on factual stories, they're all fictional characters.
Yeah. Yeah, this is trying to glamorise their own agenda, like.
We're going off on a tangent. Stop taking me off on a tangent, Joe. You get me too excited.
Sorry, Niall. You're talking about this proposal. No, I wouldn't agree with it because I think if parents want to get their little kiddies off to school early, just go off early in the morning and do it.
Just get up earlier, like.
Just get up early, the same as anyone could do it.
Yeah.
Because I think this is another lefty agenda now coming down.
Oh, the lefties.
Track.
The old lefties. Can't beat the old lefties.
They're destroying society. Like, how could you, like, I've listened to a lot of the stuff that's coming into the radio show now over the last while, you know, there's emails about this thing and that thing, and it makes me laugh, really. I don't know. It's like something from a balance sketch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm Monty Python show.
You know?
Yeah. Joe, I mean, you clearly don't have to bring kids to school in the morning, so you don't know how difficult it can be.
Well, look, I can see it myself here. I'm living not far from a school here in the city. There'd be huge congestion, but I tell you what's even more embarrassing, the fact that where I'm living on the street, there's double yellow lines, and as you know yourself, you're not supposed to park on double yellow lines, but unfortunately
they
come along and they block up the whole street. It takes nearly an hour for people to get down the street, you know, van drivers.
Yeah, people should get drivers. Those cones and put those cones inside yours.
They used to do it years ago, but some smart ass here in the city council objected to it, saying that was they had no authorization.
Yeah, you have
to
planning permission for the cone.
Planning permission. Yeah, you know, I certainly don't agree with it, Niall. I just think it's woke.
Yeah, in other words, if you want to get your kids to school and it's rough, heavy traffic, get up early.
If you're doing the morning shift now in class of kids, so you have to be in for 8 o'clock. I don't think you're going to go out at 7:15 and just arrive into the studio 10 minutes before the show begins, you know?
No, you'd leave a bit earlier, wouldn't you? Of course.
That would be kind of like a kind of Columbo style. You come in half asleep, half dressed, like if we're half asleep in a ditch or something, you know?
I know a few presenters who do that, by the way. They primarily work on RTE, who will arrive in 5 or 10 minutes before the show.
I know, And then they think they know more than the likes of us.
Ah, yeah. Stay there for a second. Let me go to James. James, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. Hey, yeah.
Afternoon to you.
You're
going to give us a few more bars of Delilah there. Go on.
My. I'll play it again because I just get excited by it. Hang on. Ha ha ha! I felt the knife in my hand and she left no more. If you keep listening to it over and over again, you start saying to yourself, it is a bit violent, isn't it, actually? But however, I wouldn't mind it. Sorry, James, getting back to the bus lanes. I mean, look, you can drive in the bus lanes. You're a taxi driver.
I am indeed. It's the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard, Noel, because people are already complaining about buses either not turning up. That I'll just use buses for the first thing, about buses not turning up or buses running late. And that's when they have full access to bus lanes. So can you imagine if there's hundreds and thousands of cars and bus lanes blocking around? And then what they're doing is they're pulling in and, you know, they're letting little Johnny out. Bye, Johnny. Bye. Mommy, love you. And then they're there for another 10 seconds and then every car is doing it. It's the most stupidest idea I've ever heard. And I heard some stupid ideas from government and councillors and whoever come up with this idea, but it'll never happen. But anyway, I think one organisation that will not allow it to happen is the bus union, the MBRU. They will make sure it will never happen because they're such a powerful union.
Yeah, well, they're all already dealing with you lot in the taxi lane or in the bus lane, and they're already dealing with cyclists and motorcyclists in the bus lane.
Yeah.
But I didn't realise motorcyclists were allowed to use it, by the way.
No, they're not actually. And you know, the funny thing was, somebody actually, we were discussing that in one of our WhatsApp groups today about motorbikes. And it turns out that they're legally not allowed to use a bus lane.
But they do, all the time.
They do, and it's just the guards just turn a blind eye to it. But the only people who can legally use bus lanes are, of course, buses, ourselves, if we have a fare on board or we're going to collect a fare, or cyclists.
But I mean, surely even cyclists using the bus lane is dangerous.
It is very dangerous because they have no protection. You know,
and the bus is trying to overtake them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the sooner that the place on Fairview is open, again, as someone who does cycle, you know what I mean, it's crazy when you're cycling along and a bus goes around you and the wind from the bus can easily blow you over. So I think a good idea for cyclists is keep them separate.
Good idea for cyclists is just stay off the road, really, isn't it?
I'm joking.
You know my feeling on cyclists, don't you?
Stop them.
I seen a video yesterday of two of them cycling on a main road while there was a cycle lane right beside them, and on both sides of the road there was a cycle lane and they weren't using it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't understand why cyclists won't use a cycle lane when it's there. They still cycle in the middle of the road.
And when you try and tackle them on it, they're like the Taliban now. They just surround you.
Oh, yeah, but
like,
they stick their finger up at you if you even say anything at all. You know, you're not supposed to beat them, I know. Anyway, but getting back to the bus lane. See, the argument for it, James, is that it eases up the congestion if you can just let those mammies and daddies fly through if they've got two kids in the back.
Well, then maybe, as your previous caller said, maybe mammy and daddy could go up 5 minutes earlier and walk the children to school. My wife brings her son to school in the morning, and she walks him to school. She's only 5 minutes from the house. She walks into school, then walks back, gets her car and goes off to work. And then I collect them then in the afternoons when there's no traffic around. So, you know, the vast majority of people, schools are, you know, close by to their homes. So they can literally get up 5 minutes early and walk little Johnny or little Mary to school. It's laziness, Niall. That's all it is.
Okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Vanessa. Well, I don't think it's happy. Vanessa, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Vanessa?
Yeah, I'm one of the school moms that has to leave early. Yeah.
Right.
I live, I'd say I live about 40 minutes away from my school or more.
Right.
Now, my son is in at 8:15.
Okay.
So I leave, and my daughter's not in until 9:00.
Okay.
So I leave at least 7:45.
Okay.
So that means I'm up at 6:30.
Right. Yeah, so joys of having children, huh? Go on.
Yeah, I love it, my children.
I know.
And if I had to walk or crawl or run, skip or jump, them kids will get to school.
Yeah.
So it's easy, and they're not called a Johnny or a Mary or a whoever they want to call them.
That wasn't me, that was James.
Right.
Go on.
And one of them is actually sick this week and she's off school. Now, she could actually go into school, but because of the COVID rules, or the HSE rules.
I thought the COVID rules were out the window now at this stage.
That goes to show you how much you know.
Ah, yeah. Oh, gee. I'll tell you what, there's no messing with Vanessa.
The HSE rule gone out now that if you cough or whatever, they can't.
Well, I didn't know what was wrong with her. I'm just saying, Vanessa.
No, but I'm just saying that child has pulled up out of the bed as well to get me other son down to school.
And you think every parent in the country is keeping their kids off school if they have a bit of a sniffle at the moment?
Come here, we're going off.
I'm only asking you, Vanessa.
No.
I don't think they are. Anyway, Vanessa, so do you believe you should be allowed to drive in the bus lane?
No, I think on certain occasions people could be a bit more courteous. I mean, not all mammies strap up. Not all mammies are late. Not all mammies are have Mary, as I said, Mary and Johnny. Not all mammies are late. You don't all have Marys and Johnnies.
Well, hang on, James. Just shows how little you know. You don't know how Vanessa gets back and forward to the school. See what I mean, James? Which are Marys and Johnnies?
I'm prepared to say anything.
Come in, I tell you. You could get up in the morning, and one of your children could just get sick randomly, vomited or whatever.
Yeah.
And you have that. You could be running and you think you're on time and all of a sudden...
But Vanessa, that's life.
Yeah, it is life.
Yeah.
So tell them, that's life, that's the same.
Yeah, but what do you want everyone else to do? I'm not being a smart ass. I'm just saying, that's life. That's just part of being a parent.
It is the part of being a parent. So if it is a thing that you are on time and on clockwork, kids get sick. It's same with a bus driver gets a flat tire. He blocks up a bus lane and blocks up a bit of traffic.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of circumstance. Okay, so if you're, let's say one of your kids is a bit unwell and you're running a bit late because of that, do you think, Vanessa, because it takes 40 minutes for you to get to your other child's school, do you think you should be allowed to nip into the bus lane? As a mammy with children?
I wouldn't just think, oh, well, I take a chance on it, but I don't think, let's all block up the bus lane. As I said to you, if people was a bit more courteous on the road.
Wait, when you say courteous, in what respect? Taxi drivers, I know.
If I flash the bus driver, and I don't mean flash, don't take her up the wrong way.
He'd be very excited if you flashed him that early in the morning.
Yeah. I don't think so. I wouldn't let him see me that out of the morning. But if I flash them and just says, is there any chance of me getting in there in front of you? A lot of them would, but don't be all mammy's running down mammy's block.
Yeah, okay, well, hang on for a second. James, don't be running down the mammy's.
James, get back here.
might flash it in the morning, James.
I honestly don't know how to respond to her. You said circumstances and life, but the simple fact is, Niall, people, especially in the morning, because people, with the school runs, because schools finish at different times, so let's just take the morning time when most schools start between about 20 to 9 and 10 to 9. That's peak time traffic for everybody trying to get to work.
Yeah.
So if you have people like Vanessa, and I hope her little one is okay, parked in the bus lane while she's letting, let's say, Jemima and Michael then, instead of
Mary and Johnny.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's unloading them out and, and stuff like that. She's holding up a bus with 100 people on it. So because of her circumstances, 100 people are
talking about,
late.
I'm talking about if I'm just say on the Tala bypass or on a bypass, let us in there. I'm not talking about, as I says to you.
She's just asking them to be courteous to her.
I'm just saying be courteous to her. I wouldn't expect to stop a bus lane in the middle of a main street. I'm talking about, can you let us in there so I can move into somewhere that's a bit safer? Do you know what I mean? I leave myself plenty of time. So basically, don't tear all the parents with the same brush. Right?
She's leaving at half six. She's up at half six in the morning, James.
And fair play, yeah. Well, she's up at half six because she has to travel, unfortunately, or whatever her circumstances are for that. She has to travel a distance. But, you know, I'm in a position where we're only 5 minutes and, you know, my
Lucky you.
Yeah, well, I do think
in your upmarket suburb of Dublin.
I'm not in an upmarket suburb.
I didn't say you weren't, Vanessa. I'm just saying, look at him in his upmarket area. I'm only saying, Vanessa, I don't even know where you live, Vanessa.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it.
Tell you what, Vanessa, there's no messing with you, isn't there?
I'm up since half six.
Maybe that's why you're so angry, Vanessa, because you're up since half six.
I don't think I'm calling kids this name and that name and whatever.
Mary and Johnny.
The programme and get a few up-to-date names.
Mary and Johnny, like.
Like, did you never hear a nice name?
What should we change Mary and Johnny to?
Mary and Johnny's lovely name.
Yeah, it's not bad. Both of you stay there for a second because I have an interesting call here, which is slightly off the topic a little bit. But hang on, Paul.
How are you doing, Niall?
How you doing, Paul?
Come here, my man. I hope you want Vanessa's not a cyclist, is she?
No, Vanessa's not a cyclist. Vanessa flashes bus drivers in the morning.
I'd be gone if she was, like.
She might flash a bus driver in the morning, but she's not a cyclist.
My husband actually drives a big machine that's on. I'm not going to go into what he drives because everyone knows which Vanessa it is. But he drives
a machine.
Let's say it's bigger than a truck.
Okay.
And I mean, there's certain times of the road that they be off the road. And what? I mean, there's people that do stupid things. Like there's people on cyclists that come up.
We're getting to the cyclists now, Vanessa. Stay there with me for a second because Paul has a good suggestion here. James, you love this one. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I just think like we should have there should be a part of the Gardaí over here called the fashion police, like, you know.
But yeah, the fashion police.
They should stop the fat ones that wear lycra on the bikes, like.
Larger people who wear lycra.
We'll say larger people.
Hold on now, lads. Come here.
You know, there's nothing more offensive.
What's this got to do with women taking up the bus lanes?
That's absolutely nothing to do with it, Vanessa. He just thought it was a good idea to call in and say that.
Yeah, that's disgraceful now. That's
oh, Lord. Are you all right there, Vanessa?
She's up since half six, for God's sake, Paul. She's not in good form.
I'm in perfect form.
Sorry, well, hang on, James.
Niall.
Vanessa, will you hold on for a second? James, you go out in your lycra on a Sunday, don't you?
When I get a chance to, Niall, yeah. I'd look great in my lycra now, to be honest with you.
There you go, Paul.
Some of them do look great, like, give them their fair dues, but not all of you lads are Sean Kelly, like, you know? some of you there, lads, and it's like a bag of onions hanging off either side of the seat, and if you're driving behind it, and you've got a big hairy ass cracking your face. It's not good, lad. It doesn't look good. Have a look in your mirrors, boys, before you go out. And girls, look in the mirrors, lad.
Yeah, I mean, James, he's got a point. There's always been this thing about these, particularly men, you know, and it doesn't matter what shape or size they are, they'll stick on the old lycra and they think they look marvellous.
You know what, Niall?
Well, hang on, Vanessa. She's still on with the bus lanes.
There are a few lads, Niall, who, you know, I think they wear tops that are literally about two sizes too small for them.
Yeah.
I wear one top, one up. Mine fits. It's all about aerodynamics, Niall. You know, they all want to be Sean Kelly or Stephen Roach. They all want to come down on that.
I'd love to see you here, Sean.
Hang on. Vanessa, what have you got to say about the lycra? Sorry.
Niall, I'd love to see these two bleeding models that are ringing in here.
I'm no model, but I certainly wouldn't be trying to squeeze my bulk into a freaking pair of lycra shorts, like, you know.
At least they're getting out and trying to be fit. trying to do that. And this is...
Would you go out in your lycra, Vanessa, on a bike?
Come here. The last time I was on a feckin' bike.
were you wearing lycra?
I probably was. I was trying to slim then. This was before my children came along.
Before Johnny and Michael.
No, Mary and Johnny.
Mary and Johnny. Listen, Paul, you know what I mean? That's a whole topic in itself. They call them the mammals. I'm not too sure what the abbreviation is again or why they call them mammals. What is the... James, what's the abbreviation? Can you remember?
Oh, God.
Middle-aged men.
In what, lycra.
Is it?
Or something like... Or in something in tight lycra.
Or something like that, yeah. They're called mammals anyway. Yeah, so you believe, Paul, mammals should be illegal.
It's just not a good look, lads, you know? Especially no. If you're driving behind them, like, you know?
It's not a good
you
look.
You know, if you've got a whole gang
for some of them,
in front of you, just like a pack of walruses that you're driving behind, like, you know?
It's like a pack of killer whales.
That's it, like, you know? You'd be calling Greenpeace, get them towed back into the sea, like, you know?
Thank you, Paul, for lightening the conversation a little bit. Thank you, Vanessa. You've lightened up the conversation. You've lightened up my day, Vanessa.
I tell you.
Yeah. You... Thanks.
Do
you live in an Oak Park, leafy suburb, by the way?
In all fairness, I really would like to be a bus driver nowadays.
Would you not?
Do you get an awful time as it is, so I'm in.
What would you like to be, Vanessa? If you could be any occupation, what would you like to be?
Me?
Yeah.
I have the best occupation in the world, I'm a mammy.
Well, that's a wonderful occupation. But if you had a choice to have another occupation?
Probably a doctor.
A doctor. I could see you being a doctor, Vanessa.
You wouldn't, because I'd probably kill that bloody cabbage head, and I'd probably kill that Minister Donnelly, and I'd probably be outside the doll every day having lunch.
Vanessa, lovely talking to you. See you. Have a great...
Listening. I hope you listen to the class of FM. See that your man, Eamon Donnelly.
She's still going at it. She's yapping him out in the background. There's no stopping that woman, I tell you.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.